Welcome to Meditate with the Mystics. My name is Amy Edelstein. In this meditation, we'll reflect on the perspective and vision of Jai Krishnamurti. What we have been concerned with is bringing about in ourselves, and therefore in our lives, a total revolution that has nothing whatsoever to do with the structure of society as it is. Society as it is a horrifying thing, with its endless wars of aggression, whether that aggression be defensive or offensive. What we need is something totally new, a revolution, a mutation in the psyche itself. The old brain cannot possibly solve the human problem of relationship. The old brain is Asiatic, European, American, or African. So what we're asking ourselves is whether it is possible to bring about a mutation in the brain cells themselves. Let us ask ourselves again, now that we've come to understand ourselves better, is it possible for a human being living an ordinary, everyday life in this brutal, violent, ruthless world, a world which is becoming more and more efficient and therefore more and more ruthless, is it possible for him or her to bring about a revolution, not only in his or her outward relationships, but in the whole field of his or her thinking, feeling, acting, and reacting? Every day we see or read of appalling things happening in the world as the result of violence of man. You may say, I can't do anything about it, or how can I influence the world? I think you can tremendously influence the world if in yourself you are not violent. If you lead actually every day a peaceful life, a life which is not competitive, ambitious, envious, a life which does not create enmity. Small fires can become ablaze. We've reduced the world to its present state of chaos by our self-centered activity, by our prejudices, our hatreds, our nationalism. And when we say we cannot do anything about it, we are accepting disorder in ourselves as inevitable. We have splintered the world into fragments, and if we ourselves are broken, fragmented, our relationship with the world will also be broken. But if, when we act totally, then our relationship with the world undergoes a tremendous revolution. After all, any movement which is worthwhile, any action which has any deep significance, must begin with each one of us. I must change first. I must see what is the nature and structure of my relationship with the world. And in the very seeing is the doing. Therefore, I, as a human being, living in the world, bring about a different quality. And that quality, it seems to me, is the quality of the religious mind. The religious mind is a state of mind in which there's no fear and therefore no belief whatsoever, but only what is, what actually is. In the religious mind, there is that state of silence which is not produced by thought, but is the outcome of awareness, which is meditation when the meditator is entirely absent. As this meditation begins, allow yourself to let go into a vast sea of awareness where there's no separation, no gap, no disassociation, no dislocation. Only continuous, unbroken, and unending awareness. from that wholeness and unbroken awareness, become aware of the nature of mind that fragments and separates in its habitual relationship to reality as it is. In the words of Jiddu Krishnamurti, what we've been concerned with is bringing about in ourselves, and therefore in our lives, a total revolution that has nothing whatsoever to do with the structure of society as it is. Society as it is a horrifying thing, with its endless wars of aggression, whether that aggression be defensive or offensive. What we need is something totally new, a revolution, a mutation in the psyche itself. The old brain cannot possibly solve the human problem of relationship. The old brain is Asiatic, European, American, or African. So what we are asking ourselves is whether it is possible to bring about a mutation in the brain cells themselves. Let us ask ourselves again, now that we've come to understand ourselves better. Is it possible for a human being to live an ordinary everyday life in this brutal, violent, ruthless world, a world that's becoming more and more efficient and therefore more and more ruthless? Is it possible for him or her to bring about a revolution, not only in his or her outward relationships, but in the whole field of his or her thinking, feeling, acting, and reacting? Every day we see or read of appalling things happening in the world as the result of violence in man. You may say, I can't do anything about it. Or how can I influence the world? I think you can tremendously influence the world if in yourself you are not violent, if you lead actually every day a peaceful life, a life which is not competitive, ambitious, envious, a life which does not create enmity. Small fires can become ablaze. We have reduced the world to its present state of chaos by our self-centered activity, by our prejudices, our hatreds, our nationalism. And when we say we cannot do anything about it, we are accepting disorder in ourselves as inevitable. We have splintered the world into fragments, and if we ourselves are broken, fragmented, our relationship with the world will also be broken. But if when we act totally, then our relationship with the world undergoes a tremendous revolution. After all, any movement which is worthwhile, any action which has deep significance, must begin with each one of us. I must change first. I must see what is the nature and structure of my relationship with the world. And in the very seeing is the doing. Therefore, I, as a human being living in the world, bring about a different quality. And that quality, it seems to me, is the quality of the religious mind. The religious mind is a state of mind in which there's no fear and therefore no belief whatsoever, but only what is, what actually is. In the religious mind, there is a state of silence that is the outcome of awareness, which is meditation, where the meditator is entirely absent. As we bring this meditation to a close, allow the possibility of a revolution in our psyche, a revolution in relationship to thought, to be held as a real possibility. Extend your love and aspiration for deep transformation to the whole world for the benefit of each and every sentient being within it.